Welcome. We're glad y'all are here this evening for our Christmas cantata. Just want to say I've got to watch this choir work since September. Is that right, Eddie? Put in lots of hard work since September, getting ready for this cantata, and I was finally able to go through it with them Wednesday evening, and boy, do they sound good. So I hope y'all enjoy what they've prepared for you. But more than just enjoying what we're about to hear, I want to encourage y'all with the message of the cantata. Perhaps you've seen the signs that were on Facebook or posted around. The title of the cantata is We Will Know Peace. And of course, this Christmas season, one of the things we hear over and over again, we hear about hope, we hear about joy, we hear about love, and we hear about peace. Peace with God through Christ. I had the children say that the other morning during the children's sermon as we lit the peace candle. That God Himself became incarnate, became flesh like you and me, to live as we live, to suffer even greater than we suffer, to do all of this, tempted yet never to sin, to live the perfect life, and to die on the cross so that our sins might be forgiven, so that the judgment that we deserve for our sin would fall on Christ and not on us. What a glorious story it is to know the peace of God that we have through Christ. That's what we celebrate every Sunday as believers, but especially this Christmas season, we celebrate the peace that has come to mankind through Christ, through God incarnate. So consider that message as you hear the songs that this choir has worked hard to prepare for you this evening. Consider the peace that we have in Christ Jesus. Would y'all pray with me for just a moment, and then we'll begin. Father in heaven, we do praise you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of song. We thank you for the joy that we have because of Christ, for the ways that we can express it through song as your scripture, your holy inspired word tells us over and over again to praise you with song. Father, would we truly praise you tonight? Would we consider the words we hear? Would we consider the truths of scripture that they are meant to magnify and point us to, the truth that it's meant to draw us to? Would we have true peace because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our only hope in life and death. It's in His holy name we pray. Amen. The world lay in darkness, awaiting the promised deliverer, the Messiah. The prophets foretold his coming, saying, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So with hope in their hearts, God's people waited and waited, believing that their king would come. And in the fullness of time, he did come. But not as they expected.
Of the one. King of the lights. Listen to children sing silent night. Take all your cares,
put them away.
Let's come together and celebrate.
Ring the bells, spread the good news. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Ring the bells, spread the good news. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Ring the bells, spread the good news. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Ring the bells, spread the good news.
Goodwill to men, for Christ is born in Bethlehem. Oh, what a promise the angel gave to Joseph and Mary. They would have a son, God's son, and he would be Emmanuel, God with us. Could it be that centuries of waiting would finally come to an end in the city of Bethlehem, in a tiny stable wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger beneath a star so bright, surrounded by lowly shepherds? Has there ever been such a night of wonder, such a silent, peaceful night?
Message from the Father of such glorious good news. You among all women have found favor in God's eyes. And now that you've been chosen, He wants you to realize
God is with you.
Thank you.
God is with us here, now in this place. And for that reason, we celebrate this season of peace, because He is the promise, because He is Emmanuel, because He is Jesus.
Lights of the holiday, red, gold, and green, stockings and trees and nativity scenes. But do we believe what it all really means?
Just what it means.
It is Christmas.
Children and parties and presents to bring. Songs for the season, the carolers sing. Do we understand why we call Him a King?
Call Him a King.
Strangers are smiling, it's okay to care. A southerly love is what we want to share. We don't even mind if it's cold in the air.
Cold in the air.
It is Christmas.
Tidings we celebrate came from on high, proclaiming His name with a star in the sky. The world needs to know that Jesus is one.
Jesus is one.
Rejoicing the truth of the story we tell.
The story we tell.
Emmanuel.
God is with us. Because He is Jesus. He's more than a legend of Bethlehem's birth.
He's God's only Son who brought heaven to earth. Story we tell.
Story we tell.
Emmanuel.
God is with us. Because He is Jesus.
Because He is Jesus.
Because He is Jesus.
We've all heard the Christmas story time and time again. But what a story it is. God became man and dwelt among us so that we could know peace. There could be no greater love story than this, the greatest story ever told.
Sometimes we lose the joy or forget the reason why. But holding the foundation of our earthly celebration is the story of a King who came to die.
Is still
is as real today as ever, and throughout eternity it shall live on.
To hear this amazing story. What could Mary have felt being told by an angel that the Messiah, the hope of Israel, the Prince of Peace, would be conceived in her by the Holy Spirit? How would she raise him? What would she teach him? What would he teach her?
Thank you. Glory.
So you ask, how could Jesus be completely man while remaining completely God? Some things must be taken by faith. For in childlike trust, we must come to God and simply believe. And though the wisdom of God may confound the wisdom of man, now as then, truly wise men still seek the Savior, and they find Him by faith.
We have come, traveling so far, following the star to Bethlehem.
At last, we have found God's Son, such a tiny one, we worship Him.
Some call us wise because we see, but from our hearts, now believe.
We believe this is the Christ, the hope of heaven sent to earth. We believe He pulled on the heart, a naked, lonely human birth. And we believe this King will reign.
Now we offer the gifts we bring, merely token things to Bethel servant's heart.
But God, He will give to man, we now understand, only in part.
Of all the wisdom we profess, there is no greater.
Now this manger is not the end of the story. It's really just the beginning. It's the means to a much greater end. In peace on earth, goodwill to men, it's more than a mere holiday greeting. We can know peace, the peace of God. But that will only come when we are at peace with God. And that's why Jesus came some 2,000 years ago, to reconcile God and man and forever pay the price for our freedom. Yes, we still live in a world of chaos and confusion, a world where so many speak of peace, but so few ever know real and lasting peace. But we are assured that there will come a day when the lion will lie down with the lamb, and in the presence of the Prince of Peace, perfect peace will be found for those who believe, for all who receive. We will know peace.
Thank you.
That completes the cantata for this evening. I simply want to ask you to consider yourself in your own heart, your own minds this evening. Do you know peace? And I don't mean, do you live life without concern about wars in the Middle East, or do you live life without financial concerns, or so forth and so on, but do you know peace in your heart? Are you right with God? As some of those closing words said, God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. I preached this morning that the same Christ who came some 2,000 years ago, the same Christ who died and who rose from the dead, he lives today still to save sinners, still to bless his saints. And he is coming again in judgment, judgment we all deserve, but in Christ there is peace. I close asking you all, do you know this peace?